Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Yud Aleph, and today's shiur will be about Yud Aleph Mabez Birchas HaTorah. As the Gemara tells us all about this mitzvah, the unique brachos of Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara tells us on Yud Aleph Mabez that there is a halacha. Amar B'Yud Amar Shmuel, says the Gemara about 12 lines down. Hishkim l'shanos ad shalo karash kriyishma. If somebody wakes up in the morning early and he wants to learn, he hasn't davened yet, sarach levarech, so then he must make Birchas HaTorah. Mishakar kriyishma in sarach levarech. If he already said kriyishma with the brachos of kriyishma of Ava Rabba, which is how we got into the sugya, because the Mishnah spoke about the Birchas of kriyishma before and after, so then he's already niftar ba'ava Rabba. Right? Mashba, that he's niftar, doesn't mean that that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to make separate brachos of Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara continues, Amar Afuna, different parts of Torah that one requires Birchas HaTorah on, which by the Shem we'll get to in a few minutes. The Gemara tells us, well, I'll start with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, the beginning of Simen Mem Zayin and Aruch Chaim in Birchas HaTorah tzarech li zoher ba ma'od. One has to be very careful about Birchas HaTorah. Whenever that Lashon comes up, it's not that often that the Shulchan Aruch says you have to be very careful about something. Usually if the Shulchan Aruch says you have to be very careful, there's a Yetzahara or some type of risk factor that why the Shulchan Aruch says one has to be very careful. The Sma on Choshev Mishpat points out there's only a few times in all of Shulchan Aruch and the tour where the Shulchan Aruch says ma'od ma'od tzarech li zohar ba. You have to be very, very careful. So here that Lashon is not used. Only one ma'od, not two. Right, two ma'ods are used in other contexts by shochad and by ribis and by pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, a couple of other and by arayos in Ebenezer. But here the Shulchan Aruch just says one ma'od. Birchas HaTorah tzorach lizor ba ma'od. One has to be very careful regarding Birchas HaTorah. Why does one have to be so careful? So all the mafarshim here, the Taz and the Chachma Shlomo and others on the page quote the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, that famous Gemara where the Gemara says on Daf Pei Aleph one of the reasons. One of the reasons, the Gemara has a few reasons. Yuma Daf Tes says it's the big three of Eiris and Sinas Chinam. Gemara Bamitzia Daf Lamed says it's because we didn't do Lefnim Mishuras Adin. But the Gemara here in Daf Nedarim Daf Pe'alf asks, why did the Churban Beis HaMikdash happen? Because we didn't say Birchas HaTorah. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Says the Gemara, Dover Zeh, Nishal HaChachamim, V'lenaviyim V'lo Pirshu, Hashem Pirshu Chachamim Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzvo. Until Kadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Hainu Shalo Amarav, Amar Vidum Amarav, Shein Mevarchin Batorah Tchila. They didn't make Birchas HaTorah, and the question is, why didn't they say Birchas HaTorah, and what was so significant that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah? Yes, it could be a separate mitzvah. Right, the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah asay to say Birchas HaTorah, different than the mitzvah of learning Torah. The Rambam does not have it as a separate mitzvah, but the Ramban does. Say Birchas HaTorah every single morning, right? That could be the first mitzvah d'oraisa that we do every morning. Right? What do we say in the morning? We wake up, we say Moda Ani, that's a minhag. Right? We do Netilas Yadayim, that's a mitzvah d'rabanan, to wash our hands. What's the first mitzvah d'oraisa that we do every single day? Could be Birchas HaTorah. Says the Gemara that with the reason that they didn't say, the reason that the Churban happened was because they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. So what exactly is the reason? There is a beautiful Beis HaLevi that discusses this in Mishpatim. In Mishpatim, not in Yisro, in Mishpatim in his commentary on the Torah, where he talks about this Gemara along with another Gemara. Right, this is one Gemara. So, Shalom Birchas HaTorah Tchila. So the other Gemara that he talks about is the Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara says that one only makes a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. Right, if somebody puts tzitzis on their beged, there's no bracha there. The mitzvah is wearing the tzitzis. There's no mitzvah of putting a mezuzah on the door. The mitzvah is having the mezuzah on the door. No mitzvah of riding tefillin. Actually, there is a heksher mitzvah, but you don't make a bracha except on wearing the tefillin, on sitting in the sukkah, on the final stage. We don't make a bracha on preparatory stages of mitzvos. So suggest the Beis HaLevi put these two aspects together with one more point. The Beis HaLevi says, we know there are two parts of Talmud Torah, two types of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah lo mon amanaz lasos, to learn in order to know what to do. I can love Shabbos, but if I don't study Hilcha Shabbos, then I'm not going to be able to fulfill Shabbos because I have no idea that what's Asr and what's Mutter. So one type of learning is Lomad Amanaz Lasos, and the other type of learning is learning just to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. learning Limud HaTorah Lishma, because they know this is the Ratzon Hashem, I know this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and this is his concretized desire, whatever that means. This is how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pesukim say in the Torah, and that's the second aspect of Talmud Torah, Lomod Lishma. Suggest the Beis HaLevi, putting all these three together, the Gemara Shel Bercha Batara Tchila, and the Gemara that you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. And number three, the two types of learning Torah, says the Beis HaLevi, maybe we understand the tragedy of what happened, Bizman HaChorban. They didn't bake Berchas HaTorah, why? Because they only believed in Limud HaTorah type 1, not type 2. If I believe in Loma Namanas Lasos, then learning Torah is just like building a sukkah. It's just like putting tzitzis on my beged. It's a hechsher mitzvah, so it's not deserving of a bracha. And the tragedy is that they didn't realize, or we didn't have a base of either, so we're violating the same thing. They didn't realize the chashivas of just learning Torah, lishma, separate from the aspect of Loma Namanas Lasos, which itself is an important aspect, but that's not the only aspect of learning Torah, and that's what the Beis HaLevi discusses in Mishpatim. And he says, that was the gadlus of Na'aseh V'Nishma. This is why this is a Mishpatim. Na'aseh V'Nishma is not in Yisro, it's in Mishpatim, in Chav Dalet Zayin, where, so the Beis HaLevi says, Im haya omer Yisrael Nishma V'Na'aseh, if B'nai Yisrael had said, we'll learn and we'll do, lo haya b'mashmos kabbalasam rak ol mitzvos, ela shemukhach lomod kodem, kedei sheyedu heich lasos. I would have thought, okay, Nishma will learn, Vinasin will do. That would have only reflected type 1 acceptance of Torah. But the fact that they said Nasa Vinishma, Nasa will do, obviously, if they're doing, they must have learned beforehand. And yet it says after the Nasa, it says Nishma. So it must be that they're also accepting to learn separately, not just in order to know what to do. And that was the godless of Nasa Vinishma. And that was the tragedy of Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph. Haim sovrim delimad haTorah eino mitzvah mitzad atzma rak ikir mashetzorach lomod hu kadesha leida hei chumal asos for ikir hi asiyah. And that is why they didn't say a bracha, because they didn't think that it was deserving of a bracha, that it was inherently valuable itself. And maybe that's all alluded to in the Ran with Rabbeinu Yonah on that daf. Right, many quote this Ran. The Ran here quotes Rabbeinu Yonah back in Adoram Pei Aleph. What exact? Why didn't they say brachas haTorah? The Torah wasn't so chashuv in their eyes, deserving of a bracha. So what does that mean? Wasn't so chashuv in their eyes? They weren't osek in Torah lishma. So pashas, that just means they didn't do it for the sake of God. But on a deeper level, using the Beis HaLevi, means they didn't fulfill this other element of Talmud Torah. Umito kachoy mezalzlan bibrachasa, hainush lo hilchu ba klomar bikavanasav lishma. Elu hein divrei harava chasid, says the Ran, veim noim luruin lavisha amram. That is an appropriate, amazing Ran. Again, definitely on our list of top 10 Rans in Maseches Nedarim. And that is the, that's all background. But that's all what the Mefarshim quote in the beginning of Simen Mem Zayin, about Shalom Bercha Batara Tchila. There is a major discussion in the Mefarshim, what type of bracha is Bercha Satorah? We know the Rambam tells us, in the beginning of Hilchas Brachos, that there are three categories of brachos. And that's it. The Rambam says three. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Zaseh Min HaTorah Levarach Achar Achilas Mazon. Of course, the Rambam starts off with the bracha that is Mida Araisa according to all. Birchas HaMazon, benching. V'yachalta V'savata Uveirachta. And then he says, Umidivrei Sofrim Levarach. And then he goes out of order after quoting that bracha Daraisa. He quotes, Umidivrei Sofrim Levarach Al Kol Ma'achal Tchila. Mitzvah Derabanan to make a bracha before each item that we eat. V'acharkach yehenem imenu, or heiriach reach tov, or a good smell, eating, drinking, smelling. V'chein midivrei sofrim levarech achar shkol sheyocha v'choy sheyishte. Take a bracha after one eats, he gets back to that. And then he says, k'sheshem v'varchan ala inoy akal m'varchan al kol mitzvah mitzvah. Just like, we'll have to talk about this another time, just like we make a bracha on hana'ah, so too we make a bracha on Birchas HaMitzvah, before each and every mitzvah, v'yacharkach yaseh usa. If there's a reason that we don't make a bracha before a mitzvah, if we don't, there's a reason for it. And the Rishonim discuss why certain mitzvahs don't have brachos. But then the Rambam adds, u'brachas rabos tignu chachamim derach shevach v'hodaya. Many brachas the rabbis instituted as praise and thanking v'derach bakasha. Kedei lizgar es habori tamid. In order to remember Hashem all the time. Imagine our life, says the Rambam, if we're not eating and we're not learning. that we're never talking to God the whole day? We could go many hours during the day without learning and without eating. So the Chazal said that, no, you can't have that. You have to always be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they made all these brachas. If there's a rainstorm, you're talking to Hashem. If you go to the bathroom, you're talking to Hashem. If you see something amazing, you're talking to Hashem. So there are brachas all over the whole day. Because Chazal wanted us always to be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimsu, kala brachas, kulan shlosha minim. And that's why the Rambam says there are three types of brachas, birchas hanah, birchas hamitzvahs, and birchas shavach v'hodah. And then the question that we're asking is, where does birchas HaTorah fit in? Birchas HaTorah doesn't seem to exactly fit, or does it, into each of these, right? The Gemara later on the daf discusses what exactly is the formulation. We see Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav, which sounds like a Birchas HaMitzvah, but then we get into Vaharevna, Esdivei Sarascha, sort of a unique type of bracha. So where exactly does Birchas HaTorah fit in? The Rambam has Birchas HaTorah in Hilchos Tefillah, not in Hilchos Brachas. So does that already tell us something, right? It's more of a tefillah than a bracha. So again, that's an important, always important to know not only what the Rambam says, but where the Rambam says it. So it seems to me maybe this is guvah d'machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam, who does not quote Birchas HaTorah as a separate mitzvah, saseh daraisa, maybe because he holds it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And just like every other bircha, bracha before you do a mitzvah, it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. So do Birchas HaTorah. That's why it's omitted. The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah. And he even compares it to benching. Just like we have to make a bracha after we eat, so too, before we learn. So maybe that's what the Ramban has it as a separate mitzvah. Again, other birchas shavach are not counted, but this one is different, and this one is unique, and maybe that's the message and what's behind the machlokas. Another nafkamina could be what's on our daf. Does one have to learn right after saying birchas HaTorah? Our minag in our sidurim is that there is learning, right? Right after we say Berachas HaTorah, we have Torah, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, we have Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim, and then we have Gemara in the form of a Braisa, the second Eilu Dvarim. So that's our minhag. But does one have to learn right away? So the Tosfos right here, Tosfos in the Dimaskol Shekvar Niftar, B'Yav Araba, B'Yerushalmi Yesh Hadar Mirin Shekvar Niftar B'Yav Araba V'Hu Sheshana Al Hatar. Then Tosfos says, if you're going to use Av Araba, you have to learn right afterwards. But if you didn't use Av Araba, so then maybe there's no need to learn right afterwards. But if you look in the Rambam says that one has to learn right after one says Berachas HaTorah. If you look in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Aleph, B'chol Yom Chayav Lavarech Shalosh Brachos, Elu V'Yacharkach Korei Mat Midivrei Torah. This is Halacha, the Rambam says. You have to make these brachas and learn a little bit. That's the Rambam. So again, according to the Rambam, Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's why you have to do the mitzvah, right? You have to make the bracha. If it's just a Birchas Shevach, then maybe there's not as much of a requirement. There was a fascinating discussion of the Birchas HaTorah for women. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is clear. The reason is not clear. Women have to say Birchas HaTorah. That's clear. The Shulchan Aruch says that. Nashim Avarchos Birchas HaTorah. That's the last line in Simen Mem Zayin. Women have to say Birchas HaTorah. Why do women have to say Birchas HaTorah? That is the Shaila. So, if you look in the Magen Avraham says, "Deha chayeves lilmod dinim shalahem." Well, after all, there's a lot of Torah that women have to learn too, right? They have to learn. The Raman Yerodeah says women have to learn about all the mitzvahs that are shayach to them. So, all women have to learn are Or Chaim, Yerodeah, Evan Ezra, and Chosha Mishpat. Halavai, you know, men should know everything that women have to learn. They have to learn Dan Chalke Shulchan Aruch. So that is why it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. And therefore, they have to learn. Da chayavas lomo dinim shalem kamo shakatzav arama b'yoredeya v'od chayavas lomo parshas karbanos kamo shakayavas b'tfila v'imkein koya bracha alze. They also have to say the brachas karbanos. Okay, but that is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, well, they have to say they have mitzvos that they are chayav in. If you look in the Vilna Gaon right here on the Magen Avraham, Vilna Gaon is very upset. Ma'ay Magen Avraham v'dvarim dechuyim ikam upon him. I think it's wrong. He says, number one, women are exempt from Talmud Torah. The Gemara says it beferish. Even if it's mitzvahs they have to do, that learning is not per se the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That learning, I didn't mention this before, the Beis Halevi mentioned also, right? What's the nafkamina between the two types of learning? Women. Women have the chiyah of Lilman Amas Lasos, but don't have the chiyah of Lilman Torah Lashma. V'limatim Asas V'lechem Lilman Asechem. Heich Tomar Vitzivanu V'nasan Lanu, says the Gra. So I don't think that's the reason that they have mitzvahs that they're obligated in, because they're technically not obligated in Talmud Torah per se as a mitzvah. They're only obligated in Talmud in Birchas HaTorah as a they're only obligated in Talmud Torah as a Hechsher mitzvah. Number one, so he says, I argue with the Magen Avraham, Ela Iker, Alpima Shekasav, Tosfos v'Shar Poskim, the Noshim of Archos. He doesn't quote Tosfos in our sugya, but says the Gra all over Shas. We know in Brachas later on, in Tudafim and in Tainus, that women do not make brachos on, or do make brachos, machlokes, on mitzvah aseh shazman grama. Says the Gra, Bali Tosfos say, all over, that women are allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah that they are exempt from, sukkah and shofar, etc. So therefore here too, women are pturus from Talmud Torah, but they can still make a bracha. That is the Vilna Gaon. The problem with the Gra is that, and he knows this problem, but this is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, women are not allowed to say brachas on Zman Gramas. That's the Ramah. The Ramah quotes Bali Atosis. But if a woman wants to shake a lulav, a woman wants to blow shofar, according to the Shulchan Aruch, they cannot make a bracha. And yet here, the Shulchan Aruch says that women can say Birchas HaTorah. So, the Gra must be giving a parallel, not saying that it's the exact same idea, because the Gra knows that Shita. So, it must be giving a parallel, but that's the Magen Avraham and the Gra related to this. The other idea to mention, and this is quoted by many, the Brisker Rav quotes his father of Chaim in the Sefer on Hilchos Brachas. Maybe there's a third shot to why women have to say Birchas HaTorah. And that is, maybe it's a unique form of Shevach, but the way the Rav Chaim says it is that it's a bracha on, as it's said in the yeshivas, on the Chefzah Shel Torah. When we come in contact with the Dvar Hashem in the form of Torah, so then we have an obligation to recognize that and react in a way that we show that we realize the uniqueness and the privilege that we have to connect to God in this way. Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and as the Brisker Rav quotes, the Birchas HaTorah ain't a bracha al kiyum mitzvah shel Talmud Torah. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Rak du din b'fnei atzma, the Torah boi bracha. When you come in contact with Torah, you have to make a bracha. As the Pasuk says, on Daf Chaf Aleph, Kishem Hashem Ekra, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from the end of the Torah. When we ascribe greatness to Hashem, or we call out greatness, ki shem Hashem ekra, havu godel, we have to give him greatness. So Torah is shem Hashem. Again, a topic of a separate Hashir. And therefore, whenever we come in contact with shem Hashem, we have to make a bracha to recognize that. So women also have that obligation. It's not about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's about Torah ba'i bracha. Maybe this is an example of a Bircha Shevach, maybe it's a different category, but either way, this is the second idea. Again, there are many nafkaminas related to this. Maybe just to mention one more before we just get to the next and final point, and that is, so Rav Asher Weiss has a shayla. What is there any lifnei iver telling somebody Torah if you know they didn't say Birchas HaTorah? Right, the shayla comes up more commonly by Havdalah. The poskim say that if I get a taxi on Motzei Shabbos and there's a driver that is not didn't keep Shabbos, so I'm going to make him do malacha without making Havdalah. So how is that? That's why the poskim say when you get into the taxi, say Shavua Tov. So then they'll say Shavua Tov, and that's Yotzei Havdalah on some level. Okay, so what about this case? What if I'm in a taxi? And very often, you know, there are not always, but very often, sometimes the drivers, you know, see that you might know some Torahs. They want to hear, tell me a Dvar Torah. Nishalti, this is in his Sefer on Torah, on Binyan Birchas HaTorah. Nishalti de Gadol Echad, Eich Muter Lomar Divrei Torah V'Alacha, L'mishi Yadanu B'birush L'Birich, Birchas HaTorah. And he's being Mevatel the Mitzvah Zaseh, we're violating Lifnei Iver, and just like you can't, you know, give bread or not give bread, we've spoken about lifnei iver in the past, to someone who won't make a bracha. So what about this case? He says, and this is a very common case, ma'isim b'chol yom, that you're a nahag, that even though they're not a doctor in Torah mitzvahs, they want to hear some Torah. So he quotes from Revel Yashiv. Revel Yashiv says, since the listener doesn't have kavana for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, maybe he doesn't have a chiyuv to make a bracha. And Rav Asher Weiss does not like that, because do you have to have kavana when you learn Torah? Even if I'm learning Torah without thinking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it should be the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This is Shrichas Kavana, Shrichas Kavana, which shouldn't apply to the mitzvah. There are different levels of learning, Lima Lishma, Lima Shalol Lishma, but it's all the mitzvah. So he has a different shot. He says, you don't find one doesn't ever find that the tafel is chomer than the ikker. And if the tafel here is the bracha, ascribe greatness to God, thanking you for letting him allow you to learn Torah. So you're not going to be able to learn Torah because you can't thank him? It doesn't make sense. right? That the Tufel is going to knock out the Iker. You can't do the Tufel. Okay, you can't do the Tufel. You know, what is there an Isser to learn before you make a bracha? If you're going to make the bracha. But if you're not going to have a bracha, you're going to knock out the mitzvah. If for some reason somebody's on a desert island and they don't know Birchas HaTorah by heart, what, so it's Isser to learn? Mamish? No, it's just that if you have the opportunity to say Birchas HaTorah, then you should say Birchas HaTorah first. He says, I'll give you an example. If somebody can't make the bracha on lulav, what, you shouldn't shake the lulav? Of course you shake the lulav. The bracha is extra. So too here, even if you want to say the bracha is daraisa, the bracha definitely would be tafel to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Anyway, related to all of this, the Emek Bracha brings a raya to this idea of Reb Chaim from our daf. There's a machlokes in Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah right here. The Gemara quotes a four-way machlokes amoraim. Which part of Torah requires Birchas HaTorah? So Rav Huna says only for Mikra. And Rabbi Elazar says even for Medrash. And Rabbi Yochanan says even for Mishnah. And Rava says even for Talmud. What's this machlokes about? Even Gemara, you have to make Birchas HaTorah. So Rashi says, Lamaskana, even Gemara, because that's the Iker. Shehu Iker HaTorah. Shemimenu Hora'ah Yotza. Because you know about Halacha. You know Mimenu from the Gemara, that's where the Hora'ah comes. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, it seems to be the opposite hierarchy. Why even this, even Medrash, even Gemara? Because that also explains the Psukim. That also explains the Psukim of the Torah. Shebet Talmud Gamke Mefarish Ikari HaPsukim. On Hamabez and the Dafi Arif. So what's this machlokas about? Different parts of Torah require bracha. So you could say gufa, it's a machlokas about what type of bracha it is. If the Birchas HaTorah is about a bracha on learning Torah, it shouldn't make a difference what part of Torah you're learning. Any Torah is the mitzvah. But if the bracha is on connecting to God in an intense way, so maybe Torah Shebech Tzav has a separate status. Maybe expansion of Torah Shebech Tzav has a separate status. So maybe that's why it would be limited. The Emek Bracha points out that maybe, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, they all agree to Reb Chaim, that it's only a bracha on connecting to Torah Shebech Tzav. But the Chiddush of the Gemara is that Gemara also is about expanding Torah Shebech Tzav. Right, and that's why he says, this is also Mefarish Ikare HaPsukim. There is, again, we're running out of time, but there's a third idea, some Achronim suggest, that maybe Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNehenin, because an Iker part of Talmud Torah is the enjoyment that we get of Talmud Torah. Again, we'll talk about this in another shiur, as we've spoken about often. So maybe there is that issue. Just wanted to mention one final point on this Tosfos. Tosfos discusses the issue of Hefsik. Why is it that by every other mitzvah, if there's a Hefsik, so then we have to make a new bracha? If we leave the Sukkah for 3 hours, we have to make a new bracha on Sukkah. If we take off our tefillin and put them on, a little while later, we have to make a new bracha. While Birchas HaTorah, you don't make a new bracha just once every morning. Say if it's a Birchas Shevach, then you understand why. No, or maybe not. Maybe Shevach HaSal instituted only once a day. But if it's Birchas HaMitzvah, L'chari, you have to make it before each and every time. But Tosfos has the answer here. V'yesh Lomar, T'shayni Torah, D'eino M'yayish Daito. Torah is different because it's never totally out of your mind. Because every second a person is a chiyuv to learn. It's kilu you learned all day. So what exactly does that mean? Again, it requires its own shiur, but just we often like to mention Rav Soloveitchik's comment about explaining the Tosfos, where he talks about two types of awarenesses, acute awareness and latent awareness. He says when children are home, parents have acute awareness of their children. Acute. Let's say the kids go to school. So they're not thinking about their kids acutely, they're doing other things, but at least the mother has latent awareness of her children every second of the day. She's not involved with them, but they're somewhere in the back of her mind. There's latent awareness. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's what we say by a hadron. Hadron alach, this mesechta, we're not saying goodbye, we're just switching the compartment in our brain. That we're putting in a different mesechta now, and this one is going to the latent awareness section, no longer the acute awareness. That's what Tosfos is referring to. Torah is always latently in a Jew's mind. Kamo Yoshev, it's like he's learning all day. He's not learning all day. But it's Kilu he's learning all day because the Jew is always connected to Torah, and that is why he does not have to make a bracha each time he opens up and learns again. Again, there's a lot more here. Talk about why there a number of brachas at Torah? Why is there more than one bracha? And other nafkaminas, what if somebody thinks in Torah? But we'll have to stop here, Hashem. There'll be another time that we could get back to some of these other issues. Okay, we'll stop here.